Right it is to sing, magnifying you, life-giving Savior. You stretched out your arms on the cross, O Lord, and you shattered the dominion of the foe. Your hands made and fashioned me, instruct me, and I will learn your commandments. Right it is to sing, magnifying you who made the cosmos. By your passion saved from destructive death, we may now attain dispassion in our lives. Those who fear you will see me and be glad, because I hope in your words. Never setting sun, buried physically you set, O Savior. Earth expressed its horror and quaked, O Christ. And the sun in awe and protest was eclipsed. I know, O Lord, your judgments are righteousness, and you humbled me with truth. In the tomb you slept, life-producing sleep, O Christ, my Savior. Even as you woke up the human race from the deep and heavy sleep of death and sin, let your mercy be for comfort according to your teaching to your servant. Virgin Mary said, Son, I bore you as the only woman who gave birth with no pain, but watching now as you suffer, I feel agonizing pain. Let your compassions come to me and I shall live, for your law is my meditation. Seraphim see you, who on high are never separated from the Father, Savior below on earth, lying dead, and they are shuddering in awe. Let the arrogant be shamed, for they transgressed unjustly against me, but I shall meditate on your commandments. You were crucified, and the curtain of the temple ruptured. You, the Son, were hidden beneath the earth, and the stars above, O Logos, hid their light. Let those who fear you turn to me, and those who know your testimonies. He who simply willed and made planet Earth in the beginning goes now as a dead man beneath the earth. At this spectacle, O heaven, be amazed. Let my heart be blameless in your ordinances, that I may not be disappointed. You who fashioned man with your Your hand have gone beneath the earth now, so that you might raise all humanity from its fall by your almighty strength, O Christ. My soul earnestly longs for your salvation, and I hope in your word. Come and let us sing unto Christ who died these lamentations, so that as the myrrh-bearing women then, we may also hear the Savior say, rejoice. My eyes strain to look at your teaching, saying, when will you comfort me? Word, you are in truth, inexhaustible perfume and ointment. Thus to you who live as to one who died, did the myrrh-bearers bring ointments and perfume. I am like a leather bag in a frost. I did not forget your ordinances. Christ, you were entombed, and you crushed the mighty realm of Hades. Death you put to death by your death, O Lord. From destruction you have saved us born on earth. Glory to the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. O eternal God, co-eternal Word and Holy Spirit, fortify our country and drive away foreign enemies, O Lord, as you are good. Both now and ever and to the ages of ages, Amen. Mother of our life, O good Lady, pure and blameless Virgin, put an end to scandals within the church and restore her peace and unity once more. Right it is to sing, magnifying you, life-giving Savior. You stretched out your arms on the cross, O Lord, and you shattered the dominion of the foe.